Welcome to Influence Weekly, the podcast that dives deep into influencer marketing and the creator economy. Explore news, trends, hear stories, and get behind the scenes with industry leaders. I'm Kaylani, and in today's episode, we're exploring how top restaurants are revolutionizing marketing by inviting customers to co-create menus, diving into MrBeast's groundbreaking leap to Amazon Prime, and unraveling Havas's strategic acquisition of Wilderness to dominate the social media advertising world. Let's dive in. Right. Let's dive into the delicious world of the restaurant industry and a trend that's rapidly changing the menu of options for consumers. Welcome to the co-creator era. What was once a market driven by brand dictates is now transforming into a symphony composed by the very people who line up for those scrumptious delights. The culinary realm is seeing a dynamic wave of collaboration, where influencers, chefs, and the fans, yes, the foodies themselves, are stepping up to co-create the next flavor sensations. This shift is hot on the grill, and industry leaders are recognizing the potential. Like Big Chicken CEO Josh Halpern hinted, the dining public, especially the younger generations, yearn to stir the pot right alongside their favorite eateries. They are eager to sprinkle their personal tastes and preferences into the brands they love, essentially marinating the brands with their own personal flavors. And folks, we're not just talking about the famous faces like Travis Scott or Doja Cat adding their celebrity zest to big names like McDonald's and Taco Bell. This extends to local food influencers too, even those with a modest following. That's right. You don't need a million followers to add your secret sauce to the mix. A close-knit community can sizzle just as effectively on the social media skillet. The proof? McDonald's and their strategy that's cooking up a storm. Talking fan to fan rather than brand to fan. Cue the McDonald's campaign, a quirky nod to pop culture and a digital love letter to its anime fanatic patrons. And let us not forget Taco Bell, which handed over the hot sauce packet pen to its customers to scribe their own spicy sayings. Then there are numbers with a mouth-watering zest. That fan-led Mexican pizza brought back an 11% spike in same-store sales for Taco Bell. It's clear. When the customers get to call the shots, the cash registers tend to ring louder. But the sizzle doesn't stop there. Have you ever wondered what happens when game streamers swap controllers for kitchen utensils? White Castle answered that appetizing query by partnering with YouTuber Captain Puffy for a new fizzy concoction. And Chipotle? They seasoned their menu with influencer-packed delights like the quesadilla and fajita quesadilla hack, accelerating their digital sales to a hot streak. Now, Taco Bell is wrapping things in a unique TBX tortilla, pulling in emerging chefs to recreate the crunch wrap supreme. Chefs like Jennifer Hua Dauberton and Lawrence Smith are savoring the chance to sprinkle their culinary flair onto the menu and bridge that gap between the brand and its burrito lovers. It's more than just a trend, it's a hearty portion of the future. As we see it, this collaborative gumbo is only going to get thicker and more flavorsome. There's a shared belief simmering among these forward-thinking brands. When they pass the ladle to fans and creators alike, everyone gets a taste of success. The co-creator era reflects a delicious shift in the restaurant industry, a recipe that's as much about community as it is about cuisine. Keep an eye and a fork ready, because the next time you take a bite of your favorite fast food item, you might just be savoring a piece of culinary co-creation. Let's zoom in on a major headline that's got everyone buzzing. MrBeast, the digital philanthropist, stunt maestro, and one of YouTube's biggest stars, is making a trailblazing move with his recent partnership with Amazon Prime. The news is out, and Beast Games is shaping up to be the next big thing in the world of streaming. Now, what happens when you take the limitless vibe of YouTube, blend it with the glossy production IG value of an Amazon-backed reality show? You get something the scale of Beast Games. I mean, we're talking about an epic clash with over 1,000 contestants and a jaw-dropping $5 million as the grand prize. If you thought reality TV was competitive before, this is like stepping into the big leagues, where the stakes couldn't get any higher. Jimmy Donaldson, that's MrBeast to you and me, is not just the host, he's taking the reins as the executive producer. What does that mean exactly? Full creative freedom. He's crafting a show in his unique vision, and considering the man's known for turning wild ideas into viral sensations, we've got a feeling Beast Games isn't going to be your run-of-the-mill game show. They're calling it the largest game show in history. That's a huge claim, considering Netflix's record-breaking Squid Game The Challenge. But knowing MrBeast, he's not one to shy away from pushing the envelope. And if his track record tells us anything, it's that he could very well redefine what a reality show can be. The beauty of it all is how Mr. Beast plans to keep it authentic. He wants to capture that genuine, unscripted magic, the same organic spark that propels his YouTube channel to tens of millions of views per vid. It's ambitious, to say the least, but again, this is Mr. Beast we're talking about. Going big is just his baseline. While stunts and philanthropy have been his calling cards, this foray into Amazon Prime is a natural evolution. It extends his canvas to a global stage while staying true to the authenticity that his fans adore. And speaking of his ventures, we can't forget the man behind Mr. Beast Burger, with its massive expansion across North America, which is another testament to his prowess as an entrepreneur. So, what's the big takeaway from Mr. Beast's leap into this new reality with Amazon? It's a powerful convergence of creator economy, creative control, and commercial ambitions. Mr. Beast is breaking barriers, setting new records, and staying genuine to his YouTube roots. Be sure to keep your eyes peeled for Beast Games, because one thing is for sure, this is going to be a spectacle that's as much about the community and fans as it is about the contestants vying for that sweet, sweet prize money. It's not just another game show, it's Mr. Beast's world, and we're all just living in it. Big moves in the advertising world this week, folks, and it's all about social media expertise. Global powerhouse Havas has gone and made their mark with another strategic acquisition. Wilderness goes the name, and it's a UK-based social media agency that has been turning heads since 2015. Why is this such a big deal? Well, Havas isn't just collecting companies like their rare stamps. They're seriously upping their game at that thriving intersection of entertainment and advertising we keep seeing. The purchase of Wilderness brings Havas another step closer to dominating our digital feeds in the most catchy and creative ways. Picture this. Wilderness has been the behind-the-scenes maestro for giants like Sony Pictures and Universal Pictures. They're the whiz kids turning movie trailers into social media sensations and making sure subtweets and memes keep their clients on the tip of everyone's thumbs. It's about being where the eyes are, and right now, they're all on that handheld screen. This synergy brings a fresh, innovative approach to Havas's already impressive toolbox. What's more, this isn't just about spicing up social media strategies. Havas is thinking global. They're thinking grand. The chairman and global CEO of Havas himself, Yannick Bolloré, is talking about reaching customers in ways more engaging than just plastering an ad on a billboard or squeezing it between sitcom episodes. It's about meaningful interactions, where every like, share, and comment could make a customer feel like they're part of the brand story. So, what does this mean for all those clients that are already under the Havas umbrella, or thinking of getting in there? You're looking at more dynamic social strategies, pitch-perfect storytelling tailored for every platform out there, and the potential for brand messages to zing across borders and into the hearts and wallets of consumers worldwide. It's a message to all of us, too. Innovation in the social sphere isn't slowing down, it's ramping up, finding new ways to blend entertainment with marketing until, quite frankly, we're not sure where one ends and the other begins. In short, with Wilderness in the mix, Havas isn't just playing the game, they're looking to change it altogether. And in our screen-saturated world, maybe it's precisely the bold move needed to win the hearts of that oh-so-coveted global audience. Stay tuned to see how this plays out. It's going to be a wild ride. All right, that's a wrap for this episode. Stay tuned for more insights into the world of influencer marketing. Thank you for tuning in to Influence Weekly, where we explore the ever-evolving landscape of influencer marketing and the creator economy. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button for more valuable content in our upcoming episodes. See you next week.